Worldwide, winemakers generated an estimated 5 million tons of pumice last year. A good bit of it gets plowed under, becoming a sort of compost. Some is re-fermented into grappa or similar drinks, and some is processed into cosmetics or food supplements. But that practice has its limits.
In the last few years, we've seen growth in the extraction of chemicals from pumice. Compounds such as polyphenols, which are natural antioxidants used in cosmetics and preservatives. The problem with existing processes typically extracts just one type of chemical, and that's just a fraction of what's in the waste. This seriously limits the industrial viability of the technology. If you can diversify and get other useful chemicals from this single source, you're going to have a much more economically attractive process.
Richard Massey is an editor with the London-based journal Green Chemistry, for which he recently wrote about a new Italian biorefinery approach that has found a way to avoid that limitation. It was developed by Lorenzo Bertin at the University of Bologna.
Bertin develops a process which not only extracts polyphenols, but extracts fatty acids and biopolymers using a range of environmentally friendly technologies, such as supercritical carbon dioxide extraction and aerobic fermentation.
By doing so, Massey explains, they are able to sequentially extract a series of useful byproducts.
Some of the compounds that they've prepared are polyphenols. They're natural antioxidants. They're used in cosmetics and preservatives, and biopolymers, but also biomethane, which can be used as a fuel. The fact that the team are able to get so many different compounds out of the grape waste makes the process more likely to be taken up industrially. It's just far more economically viable.
Here in Northern California, a private company called Whole Vine is addressing the same question. Scott Forsberg is their chief operating officer.
It's a company that is set up to take the pumice, which is left over after winemaking, and turn it into foods and nutritional products. They've been doing this for quite a while and attempted originally to sell largely oil from grape seeds. And depending on the varietal, it has some really unique flavor and aroma characteristics to it, but there's just not a huge market for that.
Now they are focusing on drying the pumice and then grinding the residue into a powder they're calling grape flour.
After you get rid of the oil, you're left with a product that can be made into a nice powder that can be used as an additive for baked goods or sauces, recipes, chips, all kinds of things. What we call it is flour. It's not really flour in the sense that it's not a grain. It comes from the seeds of the grape or from the skin of the grape. They put it into breads, everything from pretzels to we even have a customer that uses it in a meringue. They use it on pies. But typically what we find most often is that it's used just as a partial substitute for wheat flour or some other kind of flour in baked goods.
But while studying this compound and how it differs from one type of grape to another, they've made some promising and surprising discoveries. In our next report, we'll review those findings. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.